So, I want you to picture a scenario. You're the CEO of a company, but not just any company. You're in what I'd call the zero fail zone.
Okay.
You're not selling project management software or, I don't know, sneakers. You're in life sciences. Your clients are the people making cancer drugs, immunotherapies, really complex medical devices.
Right, so if your product glitches or if your data isn't perfect, the stakes are incredibly high.
Incredibly high. People could actually die. It's that serious.
It doesn't get much higher stakes than that. I mean, that industry is entirely defined by precision and compliance.
Exactly. So naturally, your company, and for this deep dive, we're actually looking at a real company, Merit Solutions, has just mountains of knowledge.
Right.
You've got white papers on FDA regulations, technical data on digital traceability, ebooks on how to avoid failing in ERP implementation. You have the gold. But here is the friction point, and I think every B2B leader listening is going to feel this in their
I
bone.
think I know where you're going with this.
You have this library of life-saving, incredibly dense information, but you're trying to sell it to executives who have, like, the attention span of a gnat.
Huh, yeah.
How do you get a busy VP of operations to actually consume a 40-page PDF on weighing and dispensing processes in a world of 8-second TikToks?
That is the fundamental tension of the modern information economy, isn't it? We call it the attention density paradox.
Attention density paradox. I like that.
Yeah, you have high density information complex, technical, necessary stuff trying to fit into these low density consumption habits.
So today we are running a bit of a strategic simulation. We're taking two specific players and mashing them together to see if we can solve this exact
I
paradox.
love a good simulation. Who are we analyzing?
Okay, so player one is Merit Solutions. These guys are the experts. They provide cloud-first ERP software built on Microsoft Dynamics 365, specifically for life science organizations.
The heavy stuff. Supply chain excellence, rigorous compliance, keeping the FDA happy.
Exactly. They are the source.
Yeah.
They have all of this deep, unstructured expertise. And player two is the engine. It's a tool called Auto Content API. Now, I've seen some people compare it to Google's Notebook LM, but from the docs you share, this seems much more industrial.
It is. It's an automated content transformation infrastructure. It turns raw text and data into podcasts, videos, social assets, but programmatically.
And programmatically is the key word here. I
It's the
love it.
whole game. We are not talking about a drag and drop tool for a YouTuber. We're talking about an API and application programming interface that connects systems. So the mission today is to see how a company like Merit can use this engine to stop being just a software vendor and start being a media powerhouse.
Okay, let's start with what you call the input layer. I was on Merit's website, and they have some really valuable stuff, but man, is it dense. They have this ebook, 10 Sure Ways to Fail and How to Avoid Them. It's about ERP implementation.
Which is a massive topic. The data shows something like 70% of digital transformation projects fail to hit their goals. It's just a graveyard of budget overruns.
Right. And then they have a blog post about Annex 1 regulations.
Ah, Annex 1. That is the global standard for sterile manufacturing. If you're making injectables, you live and die by Annex 1.
So crucial stuff. But let's be honest, who has the time to sit and read a 3,000-word breakdown of Annex 1 on a frantic Tuesday afternoon?
Very, very few people. And that's where the transformation engine of Auto Content API comes in. See, the problem isn't that Merit lacks content, they have it. The problem is the format.
Okay.
Auto Content API has this input layer that can ingest URLs, PDFs, or even raw text from a database.
So practically speaking, Merit could take the URL for that Annex 1 regulations post.
Feed it right into the API. And instead of just leaving it as text, the API's transformation engine, which is, powered by large language models, it analyzes the semantic structure. It figures out the core arguments, the regulatory citations, the why this matters points.
Okay, so it understands the text, it reads it like a person would. Then what happens?
Then it hits what they call the generation layer. The API scripts a conversation, pretty much like the one we're having right now, based only on that source material.
We get a copy.
Yes. It creates a dialogue between two AI agents that debates the implications of Annex 1 for biopharma manufacturers.
It debates it. It's not just reading the text out loud.
No, text-to-speech is boring. This is content transformation. It synthesizes a dynamic conversation. Then it uses advanced voice synthesis to generate the audio. So in about 5 minutes, that unreadable PDF becomes a 12-minute audio episode.
That is wild. So you go from a read task, which needs 100% of my visual attention. I can't do anything else while reading.
To a listen task. Exactly. And that is the key. You make the content accessible during a commute while walking the dog at the gym. Audio is a fastest growing content segment for C-suite execs for this exact reason. It captures the dead time in their day.
I want to clarify something. I've used consumer tools, you know, like ChatGPT or even Notebook LM. How is this different? Why would Merit need an API for this?
That's what we call the Notebook LM gap. Tools like Notebook LM are manual. You have to log in, drag a file, click a button, wait, download. It's a consumer workflow. Auto Content API is built for the enterprise. It's headless.
Headless, meaning no user interface.
Meaning it runs in the background, connected to your database. Merit could point this API at their entire archive. They have these great customer stories, like one about Inceptor Bio, a cell therapy developer. They could set up a script that says, take every case study we've ever written and convert it into a podcast episode.
So they could instantly launch a podcast series, let's call it The Life Science Innovators, with 50 episodes ready to go without ever booking a recording studio.
Precisely. They scale the output without scaling the headcount. They're programmatically unlocking the value that's just been trapped in their written archives.
That scales the subject matter expert in a way that's impossible for a human team to match. But speaking of humans, let's talk about the trust gap.
The trust gap.
Yeah, I have to play devil's advocate here. A generic AI voice is one thing. But in B2B, especially in high-stakes pharma, people buy from people. They buy from experts.
That is absolutely true.
We saw on Merit's site their CEO is Bill Burke. He's obviously a thought leader. He knows this industry inside and out. Customers want to hear from him.
Right.
But Bill is a CEO. He's busy. He doesn't have time to sit in a recording booth for 3 hours a week.
And that is the CEO paradox. The person whose voice is most valuable is the person with the least amount of time to use it. And that's usually where the content strategy just dies. The expert is too busy.
So how do we solve that?
Auto Content API has a voice cloning endpoint.
Okay, let's unpack that. Voice cloning. It sounds a little sci-fi, maybe even a little dystopian. Mm-hmm. How does that actually work in a business context?
It's strictly controlled, but the tech is fascinating. Bill Burke would record a sample of his audio once, just a few minutes, maybe reading a script to capture his intonation, his cadence, you know, the way he emphasizes certain words.
Okay.
The API analyzes the spectral features of his voice and creates a model.
And once that model exists?
The marketing team can feed new text into the API, say, a weekly update on supply chain excellence, and generate audio that sounds like Bill is reading it himself.
So Bill could be narrating a weekly briefing while he's actually in a board meeting.
Precisely. And I know what you're thinking. Is it going to sound like a robot?
I was just about to ask.
Yeah.
Nothing kills trust faster than a robotic voice trying to sell you something. Hello, fellow humans.
The source material is very specific about this. It says the voices are natural, steady, and believable. They're tuned for long-form narration. In B2B, especially life sciences, that nuance is everything. If Merit can maintain a personal connection, Bill's actual voice in your ear at scale, that is a massive competitive advantage.
Just looks like cloning your best salesperson.
It is. It's decoupling the talent from the time. In the old world, your output was limited by your physical hours. In this model, your output is limited only by your ideas.
Okay, so we've got audio covered. But Merit Solutions sells Right Start pre-configured ERP. They deal with things like weighing and dispensing processes. That's visual stuff. You kind of need to see it.
You do. Visuals are non-negotiable for software.
But making videos extensive. If I want a quality 90-second explainer, I'm hiring an agency, writing a script, doing revisions. It's a $3,000 to $5,000 problem, minimum.
Usually, yes. But the API has an explainer video capability.
How does an API make a video? It doesn't have a camera.
It uses a process called asset assembly. So let's say Merit wants to explain their quality incident data transparency feature. The API crawls that product page. It extracts the key value props. Then it generates a script.
Okay. Same process as the audio so far.
But then it goes a step further. It searches a library of millions of stock clips or even screenshots Merit provides, and it matches the visual to the script context. It overlays the text, adds the voiceover, maybe Bill's cloned voice, and renders a 60 to 90 second horizontal video.
Without a human editor touching a timeline.
Zero manual editing. And the strategic value here isn't just having a video. It's about a metric called dwell time.
Dwell time.
It's an SEO metric. How long does a user stay on your web page? The sources mention that embedding video makes a page 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
Right.
If a potential client lands on a merit page and watches a 90-second video explaining that feature, it signals to Google that this page is valuable.
Plus, it's just easier to digest than a wall of text.
Much easier. And then there's the economics part. This is where it gets really interesting. We said a manual video is thousands of dollars.
Easily.
The source material says an API-generated video costs roughly 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to about 4 euros.
Wait, 4 euros versus $3,000.
That is the cost arbitrage. And it allows Merit to do something called creative testing at scale.
What does that mean for their strategy?
It means they don't have to bet the farm on one perfect video. They can produce 50 variations. Different hooks, different music, different pacing. They can test what actually resonates with the biotech crowd without blowing the marketing budget.
That changes the math completely. You stop guessing and you just flood the zone with options.
It shifts content from a craft to an infrastructure.
I want to look at another format while we're on visuals. We have long-form audio, website video. What about social? LinkedIn is the main town square for B2B.
The API has a specific endpoint for that, video create shorts. These are the vertical 9.16 aspect ratio videos you see on TikTok or YouTube shorts.
But does a biotech CEO watch TikToks?
They watch LinkedIn vertical videos. And here's the strategy. You take that ebook, 10 Ways to Fail, and you don't just post a link to the PDF. You use the API to generate 10 separate 60-second videos.
Tip number 3, don't ignore data migration.
Tip number 4, validate your user permissions. Boom, you have a video series.
You create mental availability.
Exactly. You are constantly in their feed with bite-sized value. You aren't asking for a marriage proposal. You're just offering a breath mint. But over 6 months, that builds real brand authority.
I want to pivot for a second. We've talked a lot about marketing, about getting new customers, but Merit is deep in operations.
Yeah.
They serve regulated industries where compliance is non-negotiable. Can this tech help inside the building?
Absolutely. In fact, for a company like Merit, the internal use case might be just as powerful. Think about internal knowledge transfer.
Like training.
Yes. Merit deals with complex regulations that change. We mentioned the 2027-2028 regulations. They have technical manuals, compliance updates, quarterly reports. The API can turn those dense documents into internal audio briefings.
That makes so much sense. If I'm a field consultant for Merit driving to a client site, I'd much rather listen to a 10-minute summary of the new compliance update than try to read a PDF on my phone in the parking lot.
It increases retention.
Yeah.
And it ensures alignment. But there's another layer here called deep research.
Deep research? Is that just a fancy word for Googling?
It's agentic. It means using AI agents to perform multi-step reasoning tasks. Merit could set up recurring research agents.
How would that work?
Okay, so let's say they want to keep a close eye on the cell therapy space, since they have clients like Inceptor Bio. They could set up an agent to scan the web every 24 hours for three things: new competitors, new FDA announcements, and market shifts.
And then what, it just sends a list of links?
It could. But with the transformation engine, it could generate a daily audio briefing for Merit's executive team. Good morning, Bill. Here are the three things shifting in the cell therapy market today.
That is like having a dedicated analyst team working 24/7, but it's just software.
It's intelligence on autopilot. It allows leadership to react faster than the competition.
Speaking of competition, Merit is a global player. I saw on their site they have partners all over the world. They mentioned global immunotherapy providers.
Correct. And that brings us to the language barrier. Usually, if you want to market in Japan or Germany, you need a local team to translate and recreate all your content.
Which is slow, expensive, and frankly, a nightmare to quality control.
Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. So Merit could take that English case study about the global immunotherapy provider and instantly generate native language audio and text assets for the Spanish market, the German market, the Japanese market.
Instantly.
The translation engine handles the text and the voice synthesis handles the audio.
So they are multiplying their total addressable market, their TAM, without hiring a single new person in those regions.
Exactly. It's global scale at the click of a button. And this ties into a really powerful strategy called programmatic SEO or PSEO.
I've heard of this. This is where you create tons of pages for very specific search terms, right?
Yes, for merit. Instead of just one page for ERP for pharma, they could generate thousands of highly specific pages. ERP for cell therapy startups, ERP for medical device scales, ERP for CDMOs in Germany.
But wait, doesn't Google hate that? I thought if you just copy-paste text and swap out a keyword, you get penalized for thin content.
You do. That's the trap. But Auto Content API solves the thin content problem by filling those pages with unique, rich media.
So.
For the ERP for cell therapy page, the API generates a unique 500-word guide based on deep research into that niche. Then it generates a unique podcast episode discussing cell therapy ERP challenges. Then it generates a unique video summary.
So every single page is actually distinct and valuable.
Right.
It's not just a duplicate with one word changed.
Correct. It sends high-quality signals to the search engines. You dominate those niche keywords because you're the only one providing multimedia answers to those very specific questions.
It's like building a library where every book is custom written for the person searching for it.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And because the cost is so low, remember that €4 video, it becomes economically viable to target these micro niches.
So if we zoom out, we have Merit Solutions. They have the gold, the deep industry knowledge, the robust product, the customer stories. And Auto Content API is providing
that way.
The refinery.
The industrial mining and refinement equipment, I think that's the important distinction. This isn't a shovel, it's an automated excavation line.
It extracts the value from their existing documents and refines it into usable media podcasts, videos, social clips, all automatically.
And the so what here is huge. It's not just about saving money on marketing, although the savings are undeniable. It's about mental availability.
Mental availability.
It means being present in the ears and eyes of those busy biotech executives every single day. If Merit is the voice explaining the regulations, the video explaining the solution, and the podcast discussing the trends, they own that mental space.
So when it comes time to buy an ERP, who are you going to call? The company you've been listening to on your commute for 6 months, or the one that sent you a cold email?
Precisely. It builds a relationship at scale. Manual production simply cannot achieve that level of ubiquity. You can't write enough or record enough or edit enough to be everywhere at once, but an API can.
It's a brave new world. I want to leave our listeners with a thought. We've talked about Merit Solutions, but this applies to any complex B2B company.
It does.
If a company like Merit can turn their technical documentation, their dry compliance manuals, into a bingeable Spotify playlist automatically. What happens to the competitors who are still waiting 3 weeks for a copywriter to draft a single blog post?
They get left behind. We are entering the era of headless content production. The content ships itself.
Headless content production. That is a concept to chew on.
It changes the game.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for diving deep with us into the world of Merit Solutions and Auto Content API.
Always a pleasure.
See you on the next Deep Dive. Stay curious.